Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We just thank God for you, and we thank God for you. Yes, we just bless His holy name, huh? We thank God. We thank God for the many blessings that He continue to shower upon us. Yeah, it's raining. It's raining. It's raining blessings. Yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We just thank God. We thank Him. We thank Him for everything that He's doing. We lift Him up. We lift Him up. Yes, yes, yes. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Yes, we are just grateful today. We are grateful for everything that the Lord has done, for everything that the Lord will do. We thank Him. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Should I say that again? Should I say that one more time? Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Love, that's what we're talking about. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. Love, the patience of love, the kindness of love. Love has no place for envy or jealousy or boast or belittling or any arrogancy. Love, yeah, love. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking You for this day, thanking You for this opportunity that You have given us. We are grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that You continue to shower upon us. We thank You. We thank You in advance for everything that You're doing, for everything that You're going to do. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for Jesus. In Jesus' holy name. In His holy name. Amen. Amen. Everyone. Yeah, can say amen. Yeah. If you can't say amen, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand if you can't. If you can't say nothing, just wave your hand. Glory to God. We know that we have been talking about bragging. We've been talking about boasting and bragging. Boasting and bragging, huh? Yeah, boasting. Yeah, talking about boasting and brag. Yeah, many times we see this, but we really never take time to study this, the boasting and the bragging. Sometimes we see it in our little ones. Boasting and bragging. My neighbor was in need of a ride to his job. His car was in the shop. His car was in the auto shop. Would I feel it necessary to tell everyone? Did I feel it necessary to tell everyone what my actions were earlier that day? Once I have expelled what I did with my neighbor, I noticed there was a feeling of release and relief. Yeah, the feeling to release. It was holding it, trying to hold it down, trying to keep your mouth tight where you wouldn't tell nobody. But once I did tell him, when I expelled it, when it came out, it was a great release. Is something wrong? Or is this a normal behavior? Is this a normal behavior or is something wrong? Imagine going to the aid of a mom who had a shortage of funds to buy school supplies. Imagine that. Just imagine that for a moment. Just imagine. So you help out. But the first chance you get, you tell a group of people what you did. How you did it and why. Is this appropriate? Is it appropriate for you to tell everyone about the quote service that you rendered to that family who was in need? If you feel you have to do this, is something wrong with this behavior? Is something wrong? Huh? Look at that. Is something wrong with helping out and then having a need, having an urge, an urgency to tell someone what was done or what you did, how you did it, why you did it, who you helped, named how many, what was the items? Just, I mean, complete detail. What is the urgency of that? Turn with me. We're going to go quickly to the book of Matthews. Yeah, we're going to go quickly to the book of Matthews, and we're going to start at chapter 6. Yeah, we're going to start quickly at chapter 6. Yeah, we're going to just continue being led. We're going to be led here. And I'm reading out of the New International Version. And really and truly, this is the Kids Bible. I like to read out of the Kids Bible. And the main reason is whenever you can pick up a kid's Bible and you can expound on it on an adult level, which I have taught children as well as adults, the children material explains things so simple, so detailed. Yeah. So if you're an adult and you're having a problem trying to understand translation, a kid's Bible is very helpful. It's very useful. And me, myself, I just enjoy using a kid's Bible. Yes. It's just so it's so detailed, and it's so the words are the meaning and the understanding is so plain. Again, it's a kid's Bible. So verse 1 of Matthew chapter 6 says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them." What are we talking about? Yeah, we're talking about bragging and boasting. Bragging. Yeah. That urge to brag, the urge to boast, the urge to be seen when we're boasting and bragging, the urgency, the feeling, Should I say the high that we get? Is it a high? Is it a high? Is it a charge that we get when we do this? And then after it's done and we've told everything about the activity or whatever it was that we did, we're worn out, we're exhausted. It's almost like a meltdown because now we have no more excitement. Is this normal behavior? Look at this. Verse 1. Beware. beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. Be careful. Be careful not to do this act of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no rewards from your Father in heaven. Secondly, once this is done, it is no longer righteousness. It's not. Yeah. Because somewhere along the line, in the excitement and the anxiety, the anxiousness to tell and run and carry the note of what was done, righteousness fell off. Righteousness fell off. Gossip came in. Huh? Gossip. Arrogancy came in. Yeah. And took away every part of righteousness that was to be there. So really and truly, in this particular practice, you gain nothing. Nothing is actually gained. Look at this, verse 2. And it says here, so when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets. Remember, this is the kids' Bible. Do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth. They have received their reward in full. And the reward that they have received is the charge that they get from people looking up and admiring what they've done. That's the reward that they get. And that reward is a now reward. Yeah. That's not the reward for later. No. And that is not the kingdom's reward. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It's not. That's man's reward. Yeah. Man's desire to feel uppity, feel important, feel like they have accomplished something, did something, help up someone who was less fortunate. And it gave them a charge, made them feel good about themselves. Huh? Arrogance. Yeah. This is what we see. Uh-huh. So when you give, so when you give, your right hand should not even be aware of what the left hand is doing. Are you with me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Shouldn't be aware. Have no knowledge of what the other hand is doing. What does that mean? You have two hands. Huh? Imagine two hands, two people. If this person is helping someone else, there's no need to tell this person what you're actually doing. Huh? No need. Huh? That's between you, the person, and God. Huh? Verse 3. Listen to this. Verse 3. And it says for us, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Huh? Verse 4. So that your giving may be in secret. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Huh? See, when you're giving in secret, you're giving from your heart. You're not giving for a form or fashion. You're not giving to boast your own morale. You're not giving to give yourself a charge and say, this is what I have done. Remember, in your giving, God, it was God who allowed you to be able to give. Listen to what I'm saying. It's through him that we're able to give. It's through him that we're able to help someone else. It is through him, not of ourselves. We have nothing without him. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We have nothing. Not without God. We know he owns everything. Yeah. So we have nothing without him. It's all by the grace and mercy through him that we're able to help others. Yeah. So simply keep your mouth closed. Am I talking to anyone? Keep your mouth closed about what you've done, about what you're going to do. Zip your lips. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. It's between you, the person, and God, your Heavenly Father. Secret? Huh. To all my keep secret friends. We got a lot of friends that like to keep secrets. Well, I just want to share with you right in here. This is the real secret to keep. This is the real secret. All the dark secrets that you keep are not the true secrets. This is the secret. This is one that God permits you to have. God permits you to keep. This secret. Yeah. He permits this for you to be quiet. When you're helping someone that's in need, zip your lips. Verse 4 says, so that what you've done, your giving may be a secret. Hush. Be quiet. Hold your peace. Zip your lips. Learn to do this. And then, and only then, will your Father, who sees what you've done in secret, listen to what I'm saying, in secret, will reward you. Anybody want a reward? I know I do. Anybody seeking to get a reward from the Master? Anybody looking to get a reward? This is it. This is a sure way to get a reward. Just by keeping your mouth closed. Just by being quiet. Just by not letting your right hand know what your left hand has done. Question. Ever been in a prayer group where folks were supposed to be talking to God, but it sounds like a fighting match? Folks trying to outpray each other? Hello? Ever seen that? Look at verse 5. When you pray, it says here, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogue and on the street corners, great places to be seen by men. They love to do that. Haven't you seen that? Why is it necessary to have a performance? Why is it necessary to have a spotlight on you when praying or talking to God? Because that is what's really going on. You're having a conversation with the Most High God. That's it. You're talking with him. So why is it necessary for a neon sign light to be shining on you, huh? By earthly men. Why is that necessary? Could it be low self-esteem? Could it be a need to feel good about oneself? Verse 6 tells us, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who sees what is done. He sees it in secret, and he will reward you. He's going to reward you openly. Yeah, because you're talking to him, and you acknowledging him as Lord and Savior in the situation. Whatever the situation may be, it's just you and him. No one else, no in between, no outsider, just you and him. Yeah. Just you and him. There is no need for other people. No need. When you pray, verse 7 says, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Babbling, talking fast, continuing in a foolish manner. Pagans, holding religion, beliefs other than those of the main world religion. A heathen, an infidel, an atheist, a non-believer, a non-Christian. Could it be foolish because you don't really want no one to hear what you're saying? Could it be that you haven't spoken to God? Huh? You haven't spoken to him maybe in a whole month. And you're trying to go real fast because you don't want people to hear what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, you and I don't have to pray like the infidel, or the heathens, or the atheist, who does not know God, saying foolish things to him, running off at the mouth. We have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, we have one. I'm talking to you now, the believers in Christ. I'm talking to me, one who loves the Lord, huh? We can call on him when we need him. Why? Because we can pray to him every day if we'd like to. We can call on him every day. Why? Because we know him. Because we have a relationship with him. Oh, yeah. I know I do. We can invite him in our day. We can ask him to come and lead and guide us. We could ask him to usher in the Holy Spirit for guidance. Huh? We have a relationship with a true and a living God. And when we do, we have rights that we can exercise. Verse 8 tells us, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you even ask. Before you open up your mouth, he already knows. So it's no need to go rattling on and on a whole hour to 2 hours just to pray over the food. It's no need. He knows what you need before you ask. Here we're talking about Christian believers who have a relationship with him. Yeah. If you don't have to be like the heathens. You don't have to rattle off in prayer. You don't have to be like the heathens who have no protocol. Huh? Because we have protocol with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trying to find words or trying to figure out what to say because we haven't spoken to him since last month. That's not us. We talk to him every day. We have a relationship. Huh? We rise up with him and we lay down with him. Am I talking to you? Am I talking to anybody? Glory to God. Yeah. We have a relationship. We have a long-standing relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or do you have a relationship with him? The God who knows your name. The God who knows how many hairs are on your head. Do you have this relationship? Yeah. Yeah. The God who knows what you need before you ask. Do you know him? Do he know you? Yeah. And it tells us how to pray here in verse 9. It says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh God, help us. Help us, God. Help us to understand. Help us to understand your will. Help us to understand your way, Master, that we can live a victorious life, that we can get the reward, oh God, that you are waiting to give us. You desire to give it to us, God. Help us, God. Help us to see that you are bigger than the feeling of the charge that we get when we help others. Help us, God. Help us to learn how to be of assistance in a quiet, secret manner, that we don't have to rattle off at the mouth and tell everybody what we've done. Help us, God. Help us, Master. Not just us, but everyone that's around us, God, even the church, God. Yeah, many times the church stands up and says what they have done, who they've helped. Help us, God, to know and understand that we do it in secret, God, and that you will reward us openly. Yeah, that your reward is better than the reward that we get when we go running, babbling off at the mouth, telling everyone what we've done. Help us to understand, God, your will, your way, how you operate, because it's all about you and it's not about us. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to direct our steps, to order our steps, oh God. Show us your way. Show us your will. And we will be careful. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Master. Oh, we bless your holy name. We thank you for Jesus. Huh? Woo! We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And of course on Sunday evenings. What a mighty God. He desires to reward us. He desires to reward me. Yeah. But there is a way to get the reward. And many times we need to be quiet. Never let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. Trust God. Pick up this word. Pick up the word of God. And apply it in your life. Apply it every day. Yeah. Amen. And we thank God. we thank God for you. We thank God. Amen.